Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us once again, we have Eli Y. Katz. He is the president and CEO of National Retail Solutions, or NRS. 7 years ago, he brought his many years of experience as an executive at various companies in diverse industries, plus strong leadership, interpersonal, and organizational skills to found National Retail Solutions. And Eli, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Eric, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you back. I think it's been about a year, and looking forward to getting an update from you here today. So for those that may have missed your last time with us, tell us about your background in business and when you founded NRS Plus.
So I'm what you call an intrapreneur, right? So I used to be my whole life an entrepreneur, and about 15 years ago, IDT, who's the parent company of National Retail Solutions, hired me to internally build and manage companies. So as far as some of my background, I built an energy company for them in New York, where in about 2 year time, I did over 200,000 meters, right? That was the metrics that we used in order to measure the success, which is pretty significant in 2 years. I sold a technology company for them. They were the DVR behind the cable companies. And I sold it to Ericsson for $100 million. It was in business for 7 years before I joined. They were doing about $9 million in sales. And not to take credit, but obviously I was a piece of the puzzle. I helped them bring the sales to $17 million before we sold it. I was a COO of their food company. They had a Hispanic food company. We all know Goya Foods. That wasn't theirs. But Space Bar. There was a company called Vita Rose. And it was a great label. And I helped them reduce expenses and ultimately sell it off to one of their partners. And then there were other great activities or great projects along the way. I worked for exceptional individuals, the Jonas family. They run IDT companies, and they've given me challenges. And one of the challenges was about 7-8 years ago. I got called into the chairman's office, and Howard Jonas and Shmuel Jonas were sitting there, and they said, "We have our core telecom product that is being sold in." These independent convenience stores and liquor stores and tobacco shops. But it's also being sold in the brick and mortars, you know, the Costco's and the CVS's and the Walgreens. But 80% of our sales are from these independents. And what we're noticing now is that, and remember, think back, close your eyes and think back 7-8 years ago, Amazon was still Amazon, but it wasn't the Amazon we know today. Right. But, but then they had these brick and mortars that were opening up and these chain stores, and they were really hurting these independent convenience stores. Right. Those shop local. Right. We always have the heart out for the shop locals. But these big companies were coming out, and I guess they had a different mantra. It was called crush local. Let's go after these small local stores and try to, do it better. We have more resources. We have more knowledge, more insight. Let's try to, maybe that wasn't their exact mantra. Maybe that wasn't on their wall or stationery or mission statement. But unfortunately, it hurt these independents, because these independents, single operators, they didn't really have much insight as far as what was going on in their stores. And if your operator are flying blind, and the rest, you can imagine the rest does not go well. So we spent IDT's money, and we reached into their robust technology department, and they built for us what I think is the world's best point of sale register, especially for these independent convenient liquor and tobacco stores. And fast forward, today we're in about 30,000 locations coast to coast in every single state, including Montana and Hawaii. We have a loyalty program, a rewards program, an inventory program, license ID scanning and tobacco program. And there's so many different functions and features. And even though I make it sound like it's so many different, it's not expensive. It's very affordable. And it's helpful. It's a real tool to help these independents. And they're truly independents, not the ones that have 20 locations, 25. I'm talking about the mom and pops that have the one store, two store, the people that, you know, have nothing in common other than the fact that all 30,000 of these stores, there's some entrepreneur that gave up their chance of taking a job to risk it on the four corners of their store so that they could feed their family out of this store. And our point of sale register has helped them. It's given them the insight, and it's not just made them more competitive, right? When now all of a sudden I can offer e-commerce, now all of a sudden I have a website, now all of a sudden my customers can order online and have it delivered. We've partnered with Uber. So not only have they made it more competitive, but we've leveled the playing field.
A lot of awesome things going on over there, and we certainly appreciate you bringing up some of the great offerings that you do offer in the space. Now, I also see that you've created some new additions to your offerings. Tell us about those, and let's start with the NRS panic alarm system geared to protect bodegas and why that is so important with so much bodega crime going on.
Okay, so we have a bunch of new offerings, and, after we did the point of sale register, we realized it wasn't enough to just give these merchants the tools to grow their business. But if we didn't stop the bleed, if we didn't plug the holes in the boat's still going to go down. So we came up with different products to save these merchants money. And what was the first one? The first one was NRS Pay credit card processing, right? Credit card processing, sadly, has been a very, very dirty business. And I say that as someone who's in the credit card processing business. So what did my CEO do? He said, listen, IDT has a reputation of being a symbol that people trust. And National Retail Solutions, if you're going to be in the credit card business, you need to make sure that people trust you. And the way that people trust you is not by locking merchants into long-term contracts, not by charging them high cancellation fees, by giving them a clean bill that they can clearly understand versus like when some of these people write bills, you know, it's like you need an actuary to understand some of these bills. And that's what we did. We launched NRS Pay, where there's no contract long-term, there's no cancellation fee, there's free equipment, and it's a clean rate. So the bill is very, very clear and understanding, and people can understand it. So who's smarter than these merchants, as far as their own space? So if merchants don't feel like they're saving money with NRS Pay credit card processing, they put the unit in a box, they ship it back, and what do they lose? Nothing. And most people don't do that, by the way. Because most people enjoy the fact that they saw clearly. Last month, my cousin was ripping me off with my credit card processing. This month, I changed to nrspay.com credit card processing, and I'm clearly saving money. So that is a challenge, you know, but it's a badge of honor when you're not locked into something and people still stay with you. And now you mentioned the panic alarm. Google bodega crime, right? For, you know, Eric, you're one of the highly sought after shows, and it's all over the country, and people listen all over the world, actually. But for those who don't know, a bodega is a corner grocery, or if you're in California, it's a tienda. But it's basically those, you know, the corner grocery store. Google New York corner grocery store bodega crime, and you will see that because of these convenience stores, that they're small formats, where there's not a lot of people, that people could run in and run out. And unfortunately, a lot of these store owners, they don't have like corporate America to tell them, hey, you got to put this item on the front window, or you got to put this item on the front. So they sticker their window with any sticker that comes up to their house or comes to their store. And, you know, and it's, you know, when you sticker a window and you make it a little dirty or dilapidated and the lighting is not the greatest, it becomes a magnet for crime too, unfortunately. And there has been. So we have a patented, and we're very proud about this. This is our way to try to help these merchants. This is not a big money maker for us, right? It costs us more to develop and manage and maintain than the, you know, couple of dollars we charge a month. But someone walks in and they say, open the drawer, they hold the gunpoint, whatever it is. The merchant pushes the button, the patented button on the screen. The drawer opens up. At the same time, a silent alarm goes to the police department and the police get dispatched. Life save. And certainly it's a safety feature, right? So after a merchant, I guess when you think about what a merchant is thinking about working, they want to make sure that they can afford to pay their bills. They want to make sure that they can afford to have, you know, customers come in. And they want to make sure that they get home at the end of the night. That is what we did at NRS Pay, and that's indicative of what we do for our merchants.
Well, I'm sure listeners get excited about hearing such an offering like that, and you got to love that silent alarm option as well. That is very, very needed, no doubt about that today. We're joined by Eli Katz. He's the president and CEO of National Retail Solutions that operates the leading point-of-sale terminal-based platform in NRS Pay credit card processing for independent retailers and bodega owners nationwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, also we see you've partnered with AMS Energy Technologies to become the point-of-sale provider for AMS's innovative portable above ground stations. And this collaboration aligns with the mission of both companies to revolutionize the retail fuel industry in the U.S., promoting a cleaner, greener, and more efficient fueling solution. I certainly can appreciate that approach and also, that approach and partnership. So tell us more about that, if you would.
So we woke up one day, and after deploying thousands of units all over the country, and we found that, you know, they say that 70% of gas stations have some type of C-store, that 1,000 of our point-of-sale registers were in some type of gas station convenience store, but they weren't talking to the pumps. They were inside the convenience store. So anyways, we decided to come up with NRS Petro so that we can now control the pumps and have the merchant inside, you know, with the world's best point of sale register. And now that you are, you know, the best point of sale register and you can control the pumps, as new innovations come out, people come looking for you. And this AMS has a very unique technology, I guess, or product, where instead of dropping a tank into the ground, and we all know about, you know, the environment, and you know anyone who's bought a house has to check to see if they have an oil tank in there, and it's the same with certainly with gas stations. So there's some states that are actually saying, listen, you want to build a gas station, you can build a gas station, but you can't stick a tank in the ground. So that's some of the rules that are coming out as people become more environmentally sensitive, and that AMS built an entire, literally an entire station around the idea of just dropping a tank, which includes dropping a station. And you don't have to, drop a tank in the ground. And they said, hey, we're going to come up with a great solution. We want to have a great POS. So they called us and we partnered with them. We're very proud about that partnership.
And with great reason. Good stuff right there. Good information. Lastly, tell me, Mr. Katz, beyond what you do for the small indie bodegas and supermarkets, you have some new services as a part of your division, NRS Digital, that helps companies and brands in the stores at the point of sale. Tell us about the partnership with Digital One. You certainly stay busy, sir.
There's two parts that you mentioned. So there's our digital media ad network, right? So part of helping these merchants is we give them a 15-inch customer-facing screen that talks to the customers, right? You never know who's going to be left behind the counter. And I actually go visit merchants of ours all over the country whenever I'm traveling. I stop in the local stores that have our point-of-sale register. And I'm always so proud. I think that's the only way you can say it. When I walk in and there's someone who just started today and the owner's not there, how does an owner leave their store with 4,000 different SKUs, sometimes even more, to someone who just started today? The answer is because they have our point of sale register. So really, the point of sale register does a lot of the thinking and the hard work, and you know, and now you just need an employee to scan. But with that said, how do you communicate to your customers? How do you tell them that you have an item that's on for sale? How do you tell them that you have something that's about to expire, or that you made the best sandwich and you should buy it today and take chips with it, et cetera? So we have a customer-facing screen that's used by CPGs all over the country, that's used by companies that want to brand their image, that's used by companies that are looking to hire, right? Gig workers, these drivers, et cetera. And it talks to, last month, it talked to 105 million people coast to coast in all of our stores. 105 million, and it's at the point of purchase. And it's in a small, independent convenience store format, right? We just spoke about the power of a small store. Unfortunately, we spoke about it with the panic alarm, where we said sometimes it's a double-edged sword, where it's a negative, right? Convenience in and out, but also, there's not so much advert clutter going on in these stores. So when they walk up to the register and they got to pull money out of their pocket, they have to look up. When they look up at the register, they see their receipt. And on the other side of the receipt, they see an ad that's very powerful, that's very helpful, that sometimes influences the path to purchase. I was going to buy a Coke. I see the ad to save 50 cents on Pepsi. I reach back and I grab the Pepsi. And That is the ad screen network that we've created that helps these merchants. It helps them raise their sales. It helps them sell more products. It helps them talk about their specials, you know, get things off the shelf that may be expiring soon so that they're not stuck with inventory. So that is our ad screen network. And then the other company goes with the Petro solution. That, you know, if you're going to have a gas station, if you're going to need a POS, we want to be able to give you other offerings. You know, NRS does the back end for these 30,000 stores, not just the point of sale register, but we do research on emergent technology like the websites, like negotiating with Uber to get the best rate for the consumer of these stores, right? Because we made it where, we made it where Uber doesn't charge these merchants when they have a delivery. So this way, the merchant can sell more soda without having to jack up the price to try to pay the Uber fees. Now, the consumer, the end user, who usually gets, you know, has to pay some type of fee, will have to absorb some of the fee, but not the high restaurant fees that unfortunately are imposed by a lot of these restaurants in order to get the home delivery. So we do all this negotiating and we say, hey, we have a community of 30,000. Would you like to push it to our 30,000? So we're constantly working on new products, new features, new functionality, new ideas to help these stores be more successful.
Well, Mr. Cass, we want to thank you once again for the update here and for all you do. You certainly are helping small businesses out there, and we're appreciative of your time here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on National Retail Solutions, where's the best place to do so?
So nrsplus.com, nrsplus.com, and we're always looking for resellers, whether, you know, you want to look at our different products and say, hey, my dentist can use credit card processing. I'm going to try to sell them on nrsplus.com. We are looking for those as well. You can go to our website. You can even contact me. On the tippy bottom of the website, there's a picture of me, and you click it, and you can send me an email, a note, and you know, give me suggestions or ideas or thoughts or feedback. That's what we do here at NRS. We work very hard for the consumer, and we don't hide. We make ourselves accessible.
Well, I certainly see that in your message as well. Again, folks, for more details, visit nrsplus.com. Mr. Katz, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN.
Looking forward as well. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with L.E.Y. Katz. He is the president and CEO of National Retail Solutions that operates the leading point-of-sale terminal-based platform and NRS Pay credit card processing for independent retailers and bodega owners nationwide. And for all the details, visit nrsplus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.